Department.
Uh-huh.
I'm investigating the shooting that occurred out there at the Kinney Shoe Store.
Uh-huh.
It's my understanding that you were out there that day. You're at the Baskin-Robbins. Is that where you work?
Yeah.
Who was with you? What did you see out there that day?
Well, I was standing out in the parking lot talking to Craig.
At the Baskin-Robbins?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And because it was Valentine's Day and he brought me flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Casey was inside the store. I saw a car pull up and four guys get out of it.
Mm-hmm. What kind of car was it?
It was an American-made car. It's like a maroon brown color.
A full-size one or a compact? Or
a big car.
Big car, okay.
They got out of it, and they were all talking to each other like they kind of were walking around with their attitude like they were getting ready to cause some trouble.
Uh-huh.
I remember thinking that when I saw them.
Could you hear what they were talking about?
I couldn't hear any words, just kind of the tones of their voices.
Uh-huh.
Then they walked around the corner to Kinney's.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't 5 minutes later that we heard the shot.
Uh-huh. Were you still out front then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we heard, like, a little bit of, like, voices from over there, like, yelling.
Uh-huh.
But no words, just yelling.
Okay.
And then the shot. And then we looked over there.
Over, you looked over towards Kinney's?
Right. And we saw two guys on the ground, the one that had been shot, and the other one with her standing over him with the shotgun.
The female deputy?
Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh. Did you see the shot fired?
No, I heard it.
Did you see anybody fall when the shot was fired?
No, by the time I looked over there, he was already on the ground.
And both of them were on the ground by then?
Right.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then Casey was standing inside the store, Baskin-Robbins.
Uh-huh.
And she looked at me and said, Jace, what was that? And it was just before we looked over there. And I said, I don't know. And then we saw the two other guys run from Kinney's past Baskin-Robbins.
The other two guys that were in the maroon car?
Right.
Okay.
The two younger ones.
Uh-huh.
And they looked like they couldn't be any older than 15.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was carrying what looked like to us a car stereo, but I guess it turned out to be a telephone, huh?
Uh-huh. Did they go over to the car?
No. They ran around the corner of Happy Steak and took off.
They never went to the car then?
No.
Okay. Would you recognize these two kids if you saw them again?
Probably. I would recognize all four of them.
Do you remember what they were wearing?
They were all wearing dark pants, either jeans or black pants, Raider stuff.
Uh-huh.
One of them was wearing a white t-shirt with a black jacket over it.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of them had on pants. I don't really remember exactly.
Okay, how about the two guys that ran past you, the two guys that carried away?
One of them was wearing a white shirt with a black jacket or sweatshirt or something open over it. And I don't know, I just remember dark colors, mostly.
Okay. You think you might recognize them if you saw pictures of them?
Not 5 feet away from her, she saw their faces.
Okay. About how far were they from you when they ran by?
From the sidewalk to the first row of parking spaces.
Okay. Where was the car parked?
Just a couple of spaces down from me and straight across from the door.
Okay. So you think maybe they ran by about 20 feet away from you?
Approximately.
Yeah. And so it was you. Okay. Well, okay. Thank you very much for talking to me.
All right.
Bye-bye.